week has passed since the centennial birthday party for Senator Strom Thurmond, where Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott made his now notorious remarks about Thurmond's 1948 run for president as the candidate of the States' Rights Party. And with each passing day, the chorus of disapproval for those remarks has grown. Yesterday, President Bush, during a speech in Philadelphia, denounced the segregationist campaign Thurmond ran in 1948 as unworthy of America.
Any suggestion that the segregated past was acceptable or positive is offensive, and it is wrong. Recent comments by Senator Lott do not reflect the spirit of our country. He has apologized, and rightly so.
The president stopped short of urging Lott to resign, and his spokesman said the president did not think such a move was necessary. But the president's rebuke was still in the air as liberals and conservatives alike urged Lott to step down as the incoming Senate Republican leader. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The Congressional Black Caucus has been outspoken over this for a matter of days. What do they want Lott to do?
Well, yesterday they came out with a resolution saying that they agree that the words of Senator Lott are, quote, insulting and hurtful for all Americans, but most particularly African Americans. They've spoken with Trent Lott three times now this week about this matter. They say, we're deeply disappointed to find this is not an isolated incident, but a long-standing pattern of behavior that can no longer be ignored or tolerated. And they further said it's astounding that President Bush did not call on Senator Lott yesterday to step aside as incoming majority leader, and said that what they call this lack of leadership underscores what they say is the insincerity of the Republican Party's attempt to get African Americans and other people of color to vote for them. They actually ended up asking for a formal censure to be backed by President Bush, by Congress, and by the Republican Party as a form of action against Lott.
Is the criticism of Lott coming only from Democrats, and what are Republicans on Capitol Hill saying?
Well, Republicans on Capitol Hill have rallied around Lott, actually, and many have come out with statements saying that they resent the sin, but they back the sinner, in effect. There are a couple who've had very strong words about Lott, however. Maine Republican Olympia Snow put out a statement yesterday saying that while she accepted Lott's apologies as sincere, she said that she also believed it was essential that he forcefully convey to the nation, and most especially the African-American community, in a public forum what is truly in his heart as to the depth and breadth of his commitment to civil rights. John McCain, an Arizona Republican, has called on Lott to hold a full-blown press conference to clear the air. There are no plans to hold such a press conference at this point, though.
And beyond the Hill, the conservative opinion makers, what's their viewpoint?
Well, yesterday, a couple prominent conservatives, columnist Charles Krauthammer and former Education Secretary William Bennett, both said that Lott should step down if he can't better explain why he made these comments last week. And also, not just those comments, but many other things that have cropped up over the years. His voting against a day commemorating three slain civil rights workers who were killed in Philadelphia, Mississippi back in the 60s, to last year being the only senator to vote against a black judicial nominee from President Clinton. These are things that conservatives are saying do not help the Republican Party.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner.